I got a picture of myself speeding through photo radar and a ticket asking me for $200. Don't do what I did. Send them a picture of $200. Because you know what they do? They send you a picture of the cell you'll end up in and also the handcuffs you'll end up in. Sammy Hagar! Can't drive 55. Okay, now when the cops pull you over, don't give them stupid answers to their questions. Like, hey, I'm surprised you pulled me over. Dunkin' Donuts has got a 2-for-1 special. Here's our Dean Taylor. Let's have a little bit of fun here. What were we looking at on the big screen?
Guys, it wasn't a chick flick. We went to see...
Hi, my name is Rocky Balboa, the Italian guy.
Stallone against Mr. T.
I'm going to torture him. I'm going to crucify him real bad.
The public wasn't tired of the continuing bloodfest.
I can't see nothing. Gotta open my eyes.
1982. It was Rocky III.
Okay, class. Pay attention. We're going to learn about the childhood of Madonna, which was a little bit different.
My childhood was lonely and sad and... I just felt such an emptiness and such a feeling of lack, and I don't want to go back there ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure and honor to be able to talk with the one and only B.J. Thomas. And B.J., thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. Great to talk to you.
Bobby Vinton is giving us a call, and Bobby, really good to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be on the show. Nice to be at.
Anyway, Don, everybody knows your voice from, thousands and millions of movie trailers, commercials, promos, that type of thing. And you are Mr. Voiceover, Mr. Movie Trailer. One of the listeners wanted to know, when you stumble, when you're reading a script, and I'm sure that happens.
Oh, it's never happened to me.
No, of course not. But if it ever did, do you realize that being the voice of God, you could, if you bellowed, you probably could tilt the axis of the earth?
Yeah, I've thought about that, actually. A couple of people like to tilt off it.
Yeah. Joining me on the phone, Felix Cavallari. And Felix, thanks for joining us on Old School.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to speaking to you.
Well, you know, Felix, let's go back and where it kind of all started. Hey, were you a good student in school?
Well, next question, please.
Joining us on the phone, Gil Bridges from Rare Earth. And Gil, thank you very much for taking the time and chatting with us here on Old School.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Brian.
Gary Peterson, drummer for The Guess Who. And Gary, you've been with the group ever since day one.
That is probably correct as far as I can remember.
Tommy James. And Tommy, we're in the middle of good old summertime. Now, I know you're doing a lot of touring. Are you out there right now doing any touring?
Yes, we are. We're all over the country, and, we're in the middle of about 3 different projects, so it's a very busy year for us.
Now, Tom, I got to ask you, will you do a little bit of guitar for us? You gave us a little taste right there. Come on. That's it.
She's got long blonde hair running down her back.
Time won't let me, the Outsiders. Well, I see time says I got to take a little break. Folks, I'm Brian Cox. I'll be back with Tom Wilson, you know, Biff from Back to the Future, and a ton more. You stick around. It's not over yet. Cox, Fox, old school, Cox, Fox.